Really tiny particles in air pollution have been known for some time to cause problems for people with asthma and other lung disorders, especially children. Now new research by Corinne Keat, an allergy and asthma expert at Johns Hopkins and colleagues, shows that the larger particles in air pollution are also problematic.
It's important because this coarse fraction of particulate matter, which is the larger fraction, is not systematically monitored in the U.S. and it's not regulated in the U.S. Most of the attention has been on this fine particulate matter, which is those that are less than 2.5 microns. There's now more attention being looked at the health effects of these larger particles, which come from things like brake wear and tear, or they can be sand. There's a lot of different things that could cause them. And we found that this part of the pollution is also important for asthma in children.
Keat hopes her study will inform policy decisions when things like limits to air pollution are formulated, and notes that the effects are especially pronounced in younger children. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.